Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Anna.
Good morning to you.
And you have a very special event coming up here pretty soon that we want people to know about and then come see you. So this is a tour of homes. When is it going to be and what are the hours?
Okay, our Christmas tour of homes is Saturday, December 8th, and it's from 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, and you have quite a list of homes that people can choose to see, and I'm assuming in any order they can start wherever they want and end wherever they want? Is that true?
That's correct.
All right.
They sure can.
All right.
The homes are Tim and Jan Anderson's at 212 Fifth Avenue, Jeff and Sue Edwards, 106 Circle Drive, Josh and Nikki Cleaver, 110 Circle Drive, Roger and Judy Melnberg residence, 313 East Division Street, and Brian and Molly Clucky Barn, which is out in the country, and it's 1028 Nighthawk Drive. And it has a dead-end address, but it's probably about 12 miles out in the country, but it's well worth the drive.
Okay. Well, I'm sure when you select all these and ask people, you have something special in mind that each of them contribute. Now, what about tickets?
Okay, and the tickets can be purchased at the door. You can go to any of these places, and you can, you know, buy your ticket for $10 or a donation to the American Cancer Society, and then just, you know, proceed to the homes. Or you can get them at the Audubon State Bank, Landsman's Bank, Joe's Corner Clip, the Exira Public Library, and the Hairbenders in Exira. And like I say, you can buy them at each door. And then following all of that, they're going to have refreshments to follow at Taylor Hill Lodge, which is just north of Audubon, 1614 Highway 71. And so everybody's welcome to go out there, and Ann Brinkman is decorating that and serving a little luncheon afterwards.
So that would be like at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, yep. you just have quite a lineup here. Now, is there a map available somewhere?
There really isn't a map, I guess, but, you know, I guess anybody but with their cell phone
and everything
it seems like all you gotta do is find a four-year-old with a phone.
There you go. Yeah. And I guess, do you have a Facebook or somewhere where the addresses are listed? Or
You can go to the Audubon County Relay for Life website page, and everything's listed there.
All right. Yes.
Yep. And all proceeds go toward our 2019 Relay for Life of Audubon County. So we're just kind of kicking it off, and then that's what we're doing there. And I can't exactly remember the date of our actual relay, but we're kind of changing the venue on that, and we're moving it from the city park to the Agri Hall at the fairgrounds.
Hmm. Okay.
So no matter what weather we have, we will be walking.
You bet. You bet.
That is a good plan.
It's usually in June, right? But we'll get back to you on that.
We'll get
back to you on
that. We'll get back to us
later
on.
Yes, for sure. Well, let's talk a little more about, let's start at the end. Talk a little bit about Taylor Hill Lodge, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who haven't been there. And just going to that would be worth it, plus all the houses.
Oh, it's a fabulous barn that's been remade into just a lovely bed and breakfast type thing, and Ann Brinkman manages it now, and you know, people can rent, you know, the whole facility for receptions and just family gatherings, or they can just get a room. You know, I know on T-Bone weekends and the holidays it fills up. There's, you know, bedrooms on the main level, and then there's a staircase, but it's just done just perfectly for everything.
Yes.
And the Charles Manat family, you know, owns it, and it's just beautiful.
So it's really a part of Audubon County's history because of the family farm there, and then just, as you say, transforming it in. You sometimes have to stop and think, this really was a barn, right? But there are
those. It really truly was. You couldn't tell it by walking into it now, but it truly was, yes.
Yes. So it's a wonderful place to visit. And that's just north of Audubon on Highway 71.
It is on the east side of the road.
Okay.
Yep, and there's signs there and everything that say, you know, yep, it's very nice. And we hope people There's so much going on in Audubon even today and every week until the holidays. So we encourage people to come and shop up and down Main Street, go to Broadway and El Adobe and Waspies and all the new places. And our rec center has fabulous food. It just opened last week, and it's the envy of a lot of communities. It's just a marvelous establishment. And
you need to mention
there's a lot going on in Audubon right now.
You need to mention the movie theater.
Yes, and the movie theater, The Rose, is you can't beat it for $4. It's just, it's awesome. We've been there several times by ourselves and with grandkids, and it's all family-friendly PG movies. You just can't go wrong Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. It's
wonderful.
Quite the deal.
Yes,
yeah, it is.
It's great to see smaller towns. There are a number of smaller towns that have been reviewing, et cetera, their movie theaters, and it's a wonderful addition to the community.
It really is. It's nice to see, and the whole community is coming together and pulling for each and every one of these things that have been up and going within the last, well, the rec center took 10 years from, you know, to get it to completion, and it just takes people not ever giving up.
That's right.
Like fighting cancer, never give up.
That's right. So can you talk a little bit about several of the homes, you know, some special features that some of them might have?
Well, I know Jeff and Sue Edwards is a Danish theme, and decorated in that history, I guess. And I don't really know too much about the other homes. I know Judy Malmberg decorates for every holiday. I mean, her house is lit up and decorated inside and out. You know, it's just, and I'm anxious myself to get into a lot of these other places that I haven't been into. So it'll be fun.
Yes, and it's wonderful to, you know, see the home, but at this time of the year, those people on your list, I'm sure, have gone above and beyond to get all of the Christmas and holiday decorations out there. Some people go, a tree in every room. As you say, some of them have themes. And so we need to go check those out to see. And will the hosts be there to, like, visit if people have questions?
Yes, the hosts will all be there. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, they will be. And we'll have a representative from the Relay for Life, you know, at each house, too. And there'll be Relay for Life sign, yard sign out in the front of each house, too. And if you're up in Circle Drive for, like, the Edwards and the Cleaver residents, they're only, like, you know, probably two houses at the most away from each other. So, you know, you could park and just walk between the houses there.
There
so.
You go. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It's, you know, you have to really think about these families. Most, I'm sure all these families decorate for Christmas anyhow. But now they're opening their homes for everybody to come and see. And if they're like most of the people I know who've been, who've put out those tour of homes, they are all putting the pressure on themselves. They think they
Yes, absolutely. And they're all very artistic people in their own right that, you know how to place stuff and make it just really shine and pop. So
yeah,
I'm sure it'll be a wonderful experience for everybody. And if they're not in the Christmas spirit, they will be when they leave Audubon.
They surely have to be, Anna. So do you know of any other special Relay for Life events that are planned for Audubon County? This is a big
This is, you know, one of our other ones. And then I think probably we're going to be on we'll have our garage sale venue when Audubon has their garage sales. I think that's one of the first Saturdays in May or something, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm sure we'll do that again. That was a huge success last year.
Okay.
And my husband will be thrilled again to get his garage ready for it. I know he will.
Yes, it'll take a lot of work, but that's what makes Relay for Life successful, is that many people like you, your co-chair, Kelly Christensen, and all the other people who do things, the effort is worth it.
It is, and we keep getting new members on our committee, and anybody that would like to be involved with our fundraising and just a fun group of people, please don't hesitate to join us or to contact one of us, and you're more than welcome to join our team. We just would love to have everybody.
Okay.
So.
Give us the date and times again.
Okay, it's Saturday, December 8th in the afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock. And after you're done with the five homes in our venue, please come out to Taylor Hill Lodge for refreshments.
All right. And if we want the list of homes, we can go to your Audubon Relay for Life Facebook.
Website.
Website.
Sure, Facebook.
Okay.
Yep. And we have, well, it's on Facebook, too, I believe, too, both places. And we have lots of little posters up around town. And or stop into any of the banks. There's lots of people there that would love to share the information.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much, Anna, for all of your work as co-chair of Relay for Life for Audubon, and to all of those other folks who are doing lots of good work to support the Relay for Life. Until next time, here's a thought from Phyllis Diller. If you don't have wrinkles, you haven't laughed enough.